Good morning. Welcome again to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you taking time to tune us in today. And don't forget, this is Sunday morning, church time. Get up and go to the house of God this morning. If you're not getting ready, you ought to start. Be in the house of God, Sunday school time at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, and be there at 10:45 for the worship service here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We'd love to have you come. Then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And what a joy it is to get up and go to the house of God on Sunday morning. And David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." Amen. God instituted the church for a reason. He knew what we needed in this present world that we're living in today. And he has instituted and put into existence the church of the living God, with Jesus Christ as the head of the church, and put under shepherds there to pastor us and to lead us and instruct us in the things of the Lord. And what a blessing it is to be a child of God this morning. So good to come back with you again to the broadcast. And you take time. Get in church today. Don't lay at the house. If you can go anywhere else, you can go to church and be in the house of God today. God's got a place for you. Amen. I've heard some people say that I can't find a church. Well, you hadn't looked enough. Amen. You hadn't looked. And there's some churches that loves the Lord, loves Jesus, looking for the second coming, preaches the Bible, preaches the King James Bible, and there are some churches around that you can go to and be a part of today. So it's good to be here this morning. You let God help you today in the service, and we hope to be a blessing to you this morning as we open the Word of God today to Ephesians chapter 2. This morning. So it's a joy once again to be here. I want to remember those in prayer that are sick and suffering, that's not able to get out, not go anywhere to be in the house of God. I tell you, we've got a great big God that knows your needs today, and he'll help you as you look to him for your strength this morning. So once again, it's a joy to be here and want to send it out to you. Then especially those that are lost, now that's never been saved. You know in your heart whether you're saved or not. And if you're not saved this morning, open your heart to the gospel. Let Jesus Christ come in. Let the Holy Spirit convict you and draw you to the Savior this morning. And I guarantee you one thing, if you'll come to him, he that cometh to me, Jesus said, I'll in no wise cast him out. You can be saved today. Amen. Some say, "Preacher, I don't know what I've done. You don't know what all I've done." I don't care what all you've done. God already knows what it is, and he did say those that come to him, he wouldn't cast them out. And so you come to Jesus today. I want to pray for those that are lost this morning. Some of you got lost loved ones and friends that needs a Savior. Remember to pray for them today, that God would help them to see their need of a Savior in this day and time which we live. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. I want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for the grace of God, all you've done for us today, all you've done this week for us. We want to praise you for it. You've been a wonderful Savior to us. You have extended your hand of grace to our hearts and souls today and this week, and you've blessed us, and we praise you for that. You've answered prayers this week. You have, Lord, accomplished your will in lives this week. I want to praise you for that this morning. Have your way throughout the day, in the broadcast time, in the church service today. Oh, God, save some precious sinner today. This might be the day they'll come to the Savior before it's everlasting too late. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you for reaching down to the miry clay, picking us up and putting our feet on solid rock. Thank you for that hope we have in our heart today as we look upward this morning, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, again for reaching down and picking us up and saving us by your grace. Lead us now in the Word of God this morning. We'll bless you, praise you for all that you do, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. All right. A joy to be here once again in the house of God this morning. Hope that the service will be a blessing to you. Don't forget now, here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at, you meet with us today in the house of God. You don't have a church home. You come, might be where God wants you to be. If it's not, we don't want you. But if you do, we want you there, where God wants you to be this morning. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God, and I guarantee will be a blessing to you today. We have a song now. He'll be a blessing to you this morning as they sing. Amen.
Take my time.
Amen. I tell you, he won't remember them. Put them in the sea of his forgetfulness. I'm glad we're saved this morning and born to the family of God, and God's mercy and grace forgotten all of our sins. I praise the Lord for that this morning. Amen. All right, hope that was a blessing to you. You listen now as I sing another one this morning. Thank God there's not enough darkness to put out the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and I'm glad that he is today. Praise God for that. Hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 2 today. We're going to try to read some scripture and bring to you the message the Lord would have us to bring today from the Word of God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. And want to look at the scriptures today. Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins, and wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and for by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And so that's reading about 10 verses out of Ephesians chapter 2 this morning. I want to try to bring the message today on the past, the present, and the future. In this scripture, we find there's given to us a past life, which we can have. If we're saved, we do have a past life. If you're not saved this morning, you don't have a past. You're living in your present life, and you're living like the devil wants you to live this morning. But if you're born again, if you're a child of God, if you're saved by the grace of God, if you've been made a new creature in Christ Jesus, you have a past life. And then you have a present life. And then I'm glad to say that you've got a future life that you're going to have one of these days as a child of God. And so Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus here and writing to those that he's speaking about their past. And there is a past to those that are saved by the grace of God. I want to say this morning that our past is not a pleasant time. And there's a lot of pleasure there. There's pleasure in sin for a season, but it comes to an end. There's an ending to the pleasure that's in sin for that season, and that will end when you're dead. Amen. The pleasures will be over with, and you'll be in hellfire this morning. So the Bible said, "In you hath he quickened." Let me say first of all that it's a personal matter between you and the Lord. You hath he quickened. He's talking to those that have been saved by the grace of God. Along with that comes a responsibility of those that are saved. We've got a responsibility to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus said himself, he said, "When I was in the world, I was a light of the world." But he said, "Now when I'm going to be gone, you are the lights of the world. You are to represent the Lord Jesus Christ." And so we find there's a past. We are living in, of course, today in the present, but the past life that we used to have. But we've been quickened by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made new. The Bible said, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." And so we've got a past life. And what happened in our past? We were dead in trespasses and in sin, living in that sin. As the Bible said, he talks about our past walk, how we used to walk according to the lust of this flesh. And we're in pine past, you walked according to the course of this world. Whatever the world says to do, that's what we did. Amen. And so that's the past that we were living in the past life, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There's a past life that we used to have this morning. It was walking wrong. We were going places and doing things that we ought not to have been doing. But we're doing it because we'd not been saved by the grace of God. And Brother Seth, Adam sold us out. Adam and Eve sold us out of the Garden of Eden and to the past of death upon us. And we died spiritually in Adam when they ate the fruit of the tree. And so the Bible tells us here there's a past life. You're living in the past today if you're lost without God this morning. But the time passed. There was a wrong walk that was experiencing. Hey, we were doing the wrong things. And the Bible said in the second verse, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the spirit of that power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And then he said, verses 3, what's he talking about here? And there was a conversation, and it was wrong. We had the wrong conversation. And weren't talking like a child of God talks today. But I'm telling you, a child of God has got a new conversation, and we got somebody to converse with. We got a father to pray to, and we got the children of God around us to talk to and not friend to fellowship with. And we that are saved by the grace of God. But the times past, we all had a conversation in the lust of our flesh, just doing what the flesh wanted us to do. And my friend, the conversation was different in those days. And my friend, we was walking according to the desires of the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh. And the Bible said, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. In other words, we're all alike in our past life. Everybody was the same, walking according unto the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And all of these things was present in our past life. There's a day when we didn't want to go to church. We didn't want to be around the children of God. If somebody was talking about Jesus, we didn't want to hear that. But oh, today it's a whole lot different today. But there's a past that was living in that day, and there was nothing we had that was good, and there was nothing we had that was pleasant. And my friend, just lost without God, and lost without Jesus in those days. But I'm telling you, listen, my friend, and there comes a day in the life of those that are lost without God, and that you can be saved. And there's the gospel that goes out, and not from the Word of God that goes out, and he deals with that in this same chapter here. And the Bible said, look what he said down in verses 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. Amen. And none of works, lest any man should boast. We've got a means to get out of that past life, and there's a way to get out of that life you're living in today, and there's a way to get in the life that God wants you to live in, and there's a way to be saved by the grace of God, and there's a way to have your sins forgiven, and there's a way to have your life cleaned up, and there's a way to have you enjoy living for the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to be saved by the grace of God today, for by grace, it's by grace this morning, the unmerited favor of an almighty God. And the brother reaches down the muck and the mire of sin and picks us up out of the muck and the mire that we're in, and but I'm telling you, and saves us by the grace of God, unmerited favor. We didn't deserve what we got from Jesus, and we didn't deserve what we got from God. I wouldn't deserve any of that, but God picked us up and saved us because we listened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We yielded our hearts to the call of the Holy Ghost of God that was calling us and pointing us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and yielded to that. God saved us when we confessed our sinfulness and admitted that Jesus died for our sins, and accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ, and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved us by his grace, washed us in his blood, and put us in a home in heaven, and gave us a reason to live in this present life today. Oh, my friend, listen, there's a reason that we're living in the present today, because we have rejected the past life. We have turned away from the sins of this world. We turned our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, praise God for the gospel of the grace of God today. And so the Bible said, but there's a way out of that mess that you're living in today. By grace, are you saved? I like that word saved this morning. You're saved. Amen. By grace are you saved. He saves us from the guilt of our sins. He saves us from the guilt of our past. He saves us from the condemnation of sin unto death. He saves us from that and puts us in the body of Christ and saves us by his grace and washes us in his precious blood and puts us in the body of Christ. And then he will member of the New Testament church by being born again and saved by the grace of God. Oh, we've got a reason to rejoice today. And so he talks about that in this chapter this morning. Listen, if you've got a past, it's because you're saved this morning. If you don't, and if you're living in the past, it's because you've not been saved. And oh, we got a reason to live this morning. And he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, and what you're talking about, there's a rich mercy that saves us. God is rich in mercy. That means God has always got enough mercy to save every sinner that will come to God by him. And whether he can save every sinner and wash them in the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus. He's rich in mercy, and for his great love wherewith he loved us. Now let's stop there just a minute this morning. You say, preacher, I'm a sinner. I'm just a loss without God. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's somebody that loves you today. He loves you this morning. He loves every sinner in this world. For God, there's one verse that I want to give you this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth in him, have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It's for by grace through faith that you're saved, and not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We've got a past this morning because we've been saved by the grace of God. And that's what he's talking about in this chapter here today. The past life, and then there's the present life. What's the present life worth? What's it like of the child of God's life? Well, it's just sort of like this morning. You get up this morning and say, Lord, thank you that you gave me the light of another day, and thank you that this is a Sunday morning. I can get up and go to church, and there's a burning desire in your heart and life to go to the house of God this morning. What are you going for? You're going to worship the Lord. You're going to enjoy the blessings of God. You're going to hear the word of God preached and proclaim. You're going to hear the saints of God singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in the hearts to the Lord. You're going out to rejoice in the Lord, and because that you're saved by the grace of God, enjoying the fellowship of the people of God. And that's the reason God saves us. We can enjoy living in the present life today. Amen. And to put it in our present vernacular this morning, brother, it's church time. Amen. It's church time. Time to go to Sunday school. God, that teacher studied this week and prepared a lesson to teach you. Why don't you go hear it this morning? If you don't go hear it, you're going to miss what God's got for you. And then the preacher studied all this week and got a message for you this morning. And if you don't go to church, and my friend, today you're not going to hear what God's got for you. And you're going to neglect your spiritual life this morning. But if you go to church, you're going because God's got something for you in the house of God. Jesus Christ died for the church and gave himself for the church. We got a reason to be there today. Go to the house of God this morning. Enjoy the blessings of God that he's given you today. Amen. And so listen, but God, his rich in mercy. But what does he say about our position this morning? What about the present life? The Bible said, hath raised us up together. There's a complete fellowship with the people of God that we have with each other this morning. We worship together. We pray together. We rejoice together. We go to the house of God together in a company and read the word of God together and enjoy the blessings of God and raise us up together. We're together in Jesus this morning. Amen. Oh, yeah. We got some companionship with each other this morning. Hath raised us up together. And he said, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, the blessings of sitting together in the house of God with God's people. Oh, praise God for that. I'm telling you, the best friends I've got in this world is in the house of God. Amen. I tell you, the best friends I've got in this world are those that are saved by the grace of God. Those that go to church. Amen. You say, preacher, don't have to go to church. No, you don't have to, but you will if you're saved. If you're born again, God put a desire in you to be in the house of God every time the doors is opened. Amen. God puts that desire in you. You'll think about it. If you're not there, you'll think about it, that you ought to be there. Amen. And so, amen. He raised us up together. He's put us together as a body of Christ. To worship together, to pray together, to preach together, to sing together, and brother, to enjoy the blessings of God together, the fellowship with the saints of God. God has given us a present life. And I want to tell you, last of all, God's given us a future life. Amen. That the ages to come. That's what he said here in this verse. And the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. We've got a future. Praise God. We're going to heaven one of these days. Won't it be a blessing to go to the house of God? Go to the blessed place of redemption God has given us. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, we've got a place to go this morning. Thank God we've got a place to go. We've got some people to go with this morning. Amen. I think we're going to go together one of these days. All the body of Christ is going to be together in the rapture of the church. And not one person left behind. Oh, see, what about that split rapture? There's no such thing as a split rapture. There's a complete rapture. The body of Christ is going to be at the marriage. There's not going to be a bride of Christ present at the marriage of the Lamb with just a partial body. Amen. We're all going to be there. every saint of God, every born-again believer that's been saved by the grace of God, we're going to be there. I thank God where the Lord Jesus Christ is. Going to be a blessed privilege to be in the heavenlies where Jesus is. Praise God, what a blessing it is this morning. Amen. And so there's a place to go. And but what are we doing while we're here? Enjoying the blessings of God. Amen. Now listen, and he said, it's not of works, this any man should boast. And then the Bible said in the last verse that I read this morning, well, we are his workmanship. God made us what we are in Jesus this morning. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God made us to work for him. Amen. And the workmanship that he put in us, we're his workmanship. He made us what we are. There's no such thing as a child of God as a self-made man. God made us what we're his workmanship. We're what God made us. So be content with God, what God has made you in context of the church of the living God. God put us in that body. Amen. And he said, unto created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. God wants us to work for him. You can't work for him sitting at the house. Amen. You got to be witnessing for him. You got to be talking to others about Jesus. You got to be in the house of God, worshiping together with the saints of God. It's no such thing as making it on your own. You got to have some help along the way. And we got saints of God that can pray. We can pray for each other. We can encourage each other along the way. What a blessing. And then he said, which God had before ordained that we should walk. God ordained that we should walk in his good works. God's got a place, a way for us to walk. We're to enjoy living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, and I tell you, get out of the world this morning and live for Jesus today. Come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. That's what God said about the saints of God. We're to separate ourselves from this wicked world. We can't go the places we used to go. We can't do the things we used to do. We can't drink the same thing. There'd be no sipping suds, my friend, for a child of God. There'll be no wine and partaking of the things of the alcohol as a child of God. Those things are poured out for those that are saved by the grace of God. Oh, I might be getting on some toes right there. I tell you, God saved us, and because that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever to see thereby is not wise. Well, that wasn't the message today, but it won't cost anything anyway. Good to be saved this morning. God bless you. It's our prayer. I'm the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.